I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Shakespeare's Coriolanus, now on view in Central Park, hasn't been staged as part of the Public Theater's Summer Shakespeare series for about four decades. And given the gripping production, the revival is long past due. The haughty Roman warrior Coriolanus is unbeatable in battle, but as far as the plebeians are concerned, he's a loser. He treats them like dirt, and they in turn hate him. At one point, he sums up his disdain succinctly. "Let them not lick the sweet that is their poison," he declares of Rome's commoners. When Coriolanus is about to be appointed consul of Rome, the tides turn on him. People take to the streets, and instead, he's banished. Shakespeare's play about elites and commoners, the vagaries of war, the contempt that power encourages, and a mother's hold on her son, is magnetizing under Daniel Sullivan's direction and on Beowulf Borrett's jarring set of corrugated metal slabs. The British actor Jonathan Cake is a forceful young Coriolanus, and once you get used to his larger-than-life delivery, you begin to see the character as a man comfortable only in war and uneasy with even a semblance of peace. The commanding Kate Burton plays his headstrong mother, to whom he's fiercely loyal, and the supporting cast is superb. Coriolanus is at the Delacorte in Central Park. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.